Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Thursday, July 14th, 2022. Mayor Giffey has spoken out in favor of not illuminating public buildings such as the Rotes Rathaus or the Brandenburg Gate after midnight, stating to the DPA, quote, "In the situation we are in, you have to look at all possibilities to save energy," unquote. She explained that even with street lighting, there must be a weighing of safety requirements and savings opportunities. And the questions now are, where is it really nice and necessary to have? Where can it be cut down at one time or another? And that not lighting some buildings after midnight is a reasonable compromise. She emphasized that this does not mean that Berlin is going completely dark, and, quote, "It's about moderate restrictions that are easy to implement and can quickly contribute to savings." The Reinickendorf public health officer Patrick Larscheid informed the RBB that Berlin health authorities have not yet issued any entry or employment bans for medical personnel with unclear vaccination status, in contrast to Brandenburg. According to Larscheid, the health offices are busy with other tasks due to the rising corona infection numbers, such as having to perform checks on people who've received positive PCR tests. As a result, he said, they cannot prioritize addressing the facility-based vaccination requirement. According to the Federal Protection of Infection Act, all healthcare workers were required to be fully immunized against or recovered from coronavirus by March 15th, and to have submitted proof to their employer. Those who had not been vaxxed by the deadline were to be reported by their employer to the State Office of Health and Social Affairs, or the LEGESO. The health offices were then to initiate fine proceedings and, as a last resort, issue a ban on employment, provided that the facility's services were not endangered. This procedure is also provided for in the process scheme of the Berlin Senate, intended to protect vulnerable groups such as newborns, the elderly, and the sick. However, by the end of May, some health departments had reported that they lacked the staff to handle these additional bureaucratic tasks, adding that the process itself takes a long time. For example, the State Office for Health and Social Affairs first has to check the employer's reports for completeness, after which the health offices were to request proof once again and then arrange for vaccinations. They also had to check the facility's self-assessments of the risk situation, which indicate whether they could spare staff at all, which requires both medically and legally trained staff. A 96-year-old woman was shot and injured on her balcony in Neukölln, presumably with an air rifle. On Tuesday afternoon, while watering her flowers on her balcony, she heard two bangs and then felt pain in her hand and head, and soon noticed she was bleeding and called herself an ambulance. According to initial police findings, the woman suffered injuries from so-called Diablo projectiles, thought to have been fired from an air gun. The Criminal Investigation Department has taken over the case. The first vaccinations against monkeypox were administered at noon yesterday in Mitte. Health City Councilor Christoph Keller said anyone interested can make appointments via the telephone hotline of the Counseling Center for Sexual Health. Keller explained on RBB24 Info Radio that the appointments can be made anonymously. And on the hotline, people can also leave a callback number, and the Counseling Center will then get back to them with a proposed appointment. You can find the Counseling Center for Sexual Health telephone hotline number in our show notes. And last but not least, our friends at the Common Ground Berlin podcast with host Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson will be returning to PodFest Berlin on July 17th for a live Stammtisch with special guests Deborah Cole, Carmen Schreim, and PodFest creator Daniel Stern. You can get your tickets at podfestberlin.com/tickets. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help other people discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.